Dictionary of Personalities of the Gospel Records, found in the Guidebook to the Gospels by Brother H.P. Mansfield. Alexander the Anonymous. Alexander means the defender of men, and there are perhaps six men of this name mentioned in the New Testament. The Alexander of the Gospel Record, Mark 15 verse 21, is described as the father of Simon the Cyrenian, who was visiting Jerusalem at the time. Cyrene was a Greek city in North Africa, and a number of Jews from that centre had established the synagogue in Jerusalem. See Acts 6 verse 9. Men of Cyrene early accepted the truth and helped to spread its message in foreign parts, so that one of the appointed teachers in the ecclesia at Antioch was a Cyrenian, Lucius. There must be some reason why Alexander is named in Mark 15, verse 21, and perhaps it is to identify him with the Alexander of Acts 19, verse 33, who was present at the Ephesian tumult. In writing to Timothy, Paul warned against a certain Alexander who'd become an apostate. Thus Timothy was in Ephesus when he received the first letter, it may be a reference to the same person as is mentioned in Mark and in Acts. If so, he was a prominent Jewish convert who did well for a time, but afterwards turned from the faith. Alpheus the Transient. His name means transient, and he appears in the Gospel record mainly to identify others. Thus, the father of Matthew was called Alpheus, and so also was the father of James, another of the apostles, and of Joseph, his brother. As such, Alpheus was also the husband of Mary, their mother. We read this in Mark 15, verse 40. Andrew the Helpful. Andrew means manliness. He was a brother of Peter and one of the 12 apostles. He has the distinction of being the first disciple to be called, and immediately he brought his own brother to the newly found Messiah, although they did not at that time continue with Jesus, as did Philip and Nathanael. Andrew seems to have been of a friendly disposition and ever ready to help. It was Andrew who brought the lad with the loaves and fishes to Jesus, after which the Lord fed the 5,000. And it was to Andrew that the more timorous Philip turned when the Greeks approached him with a request that they'd like to meet Jesus. Andrew's name is frequently coupled with that of Peter, and it seems that he was sent out in company with his brother when the disciples went forth preaching two by two under the supervision of the Lord. His quieter, friendlier and more restrained nature would have been an excellent foil to the more boisterous and impetuous attitude of Peter. Like that of Philip, Andrew is a Greek name. He was of Bethsaida of Galilee, a fisherman in partnership with Peter and the sons of Zebedee, and originally a disciple of John the Baptist. As a disciple of Christ, he seems to have been on special terms of intimacy with the Lord, and probably this was due to his earnest and friendly attitude. Tradition has it that Andrew's ministry after the ascension of Christ was in Asia, adjacent to the Euxine Sea. Here he laboured with great diligence and much success in extending the gospel message, but his very success excited the enmity of Aegeanus, proconsul of Achaia, who ordered Andrew to cease his activities. This he refused to do, and after severely denouncing him, Aegeanus passed sentence of death on him. He was first of all scourged and then crucified on a cross made in the form of an X, hence the name of Andrew's cross. There is something lovable about the friendly, amiable and helpful Andrew that attracts one to him, and when blended with faith, these are good attributes to emulate. Anna, the prophetess. Anna is the Greek form of Hannah, which means grace. She was a widow, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. Her married life had lasted only 7 years, since when she had set herself apart that she might serve God without reserve. With nothing in this life to console her, she sought comfort from Yahweh, and for 84 years was found daily at the temple at the appointed times for worship. Every morning and evening, when incense was burned upon the golden altar in the holy place by the priest, Anna was outside in the court of the temple, mingling her prayers with the ascending incense. She must have witnessed the drama of Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, when he came out deaf and dumb, and later saw the infant Jesus being ceremoniously presented in the temple. She, like many others, had been awaiting the manifestation of the Messiah and publicly gave thanks to Yahweh in that she had been spared to witness his coming. Leaving the temple, she continued to speak of the infant Jesus to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Anna was a prophetess, and her name is significant. It means grace, whilst her father's name, Phanuel or Peniel, means the faces of God, or Eli. And the tribe with which she was connected, Asher, means blessed or happy. Her name thus reads like an exhortation, spelling out the message, from the grace or favour that comes from the presence of God, there is found happiness. Anna found a great blessing and happiness in spite of the sadness of her widowhood, in that she was permitted to view the infant Jesus, the Messiah of Israel, before her death, and she died with hope of redemption as a reality before her.